Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church, and I will be teaching while my husband, Pastor McIntosh, is on sabbatical. He is scheduled to return June 2019. We thank you for joining us and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. If you live in the Kansas City area, please join us in a live Sunday service from 2 to 3:30 p.m. Our services are currently being held at 1721 North 9th Street in Kansas City, Kansas, 66101. It is our sincere desire that you live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. Amen.
Family, let's continue with our teaching titled, The Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. Most Christians know that praying should be a part of our life, but there are far too many who do not understand how to pray effectively. As a result, they blame God when their prayers go unanswered, or say that the Holy Scriptures do not work. I know from personal experience that the outcome of unanswered prayers can devastate a Christian and cause the person to backslide into sin. This is one reason that our God says that His people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Listener, pay close attention to what I'm about to say. We have the knowledge available to us in the Holy Bible. However, if we do not diligently study God's word and then apply the truth to our life, we allow Satan to destroy us because we are operating in ignorance of God's promises. It is for this reason that this teaching is designed to explain in detail how to pray effectively. We will be examining why it is important to pray daily and which type of prayer to use for the specific challenge we are facing. I will be identifying 9 different types of prayers that are in the Bible for God's people to use and how to use them correctly, whereupon guaranteeing that your prayer will be heard by our Heavenly Father and your need met each and every time you pray. Keep in mind that God has told us in His holy word to come boldly to His throne of grace to find help in the time of need. Our Heavenly Father wants to hear from us and supply all of our needs when we approach His throne according to His word. This study will consist of 10 parts: an introduction, part 1, the prayer of agreement, part 2, petition prayer, part 3, intercessory prayer, part 4, anointing with oil. These parts we have completed thus far. Part 5, laying on of hands, which we will complete today. Part 6, gifts of healings. Part 7, the prayer of praise and worship. Part 8, special anointings. And part 9, the prayer of consecration and dedication. You will find out from this teaching that each of these types of prayers have clear biblical rules that we must follow if we want our prayers answered. God's biblical rules for praying give us precise instructions on what to say and which type of prayer we should use for the challenge at hand. When you pray according to the appropriate biblical rules in faith, you will never again wonder if God heard you or if you will receive the petition of your prayer. In short, your prayer life will not only increase in victories, but bring you the perfect peace of God that surpasses all understanding while you wait in faith for the manifestation of your petition. Listener, if this is your first time with us, we welcome you and encourage you to go to our website at kccfc.net to hear the first episodes of this teaching, now archived under our radio broadcast page. We do not want you to have a gap of information regarding this important teaching. You may also give us your comments and or questions by way of our website at any time. We welcome them all. Please note that for this teaching, I will be quoting from the Amplified Study Bible, unless otherwise stated. Now, before I ran out of time last week, I was sharing with you a few Old Testament examples where God's people used the prayer of laying on of hands. We had just finished reading from the book of Numbers, chapter 8, regarding setting aside for service the Levitical priest. Let's go back to Numbers and reread Numbers 8, verses 10 and 11. Verse 10 says, "And present the Levites before the Lord, and the Israelites shall lay their hands on the Levites." Verse 11, "Aaron shall present the Levites before the Lord as a wave offering from the Israelites, so that they may perform the service of the Lord." All right, so again, we are talking about laying on of hands on individuals to pray for them. And I told you last week that in the Old Testament, there are many examples of individuals using this type of prayer. And in this particular example, in the book of Numbers, the Lord had instructed God's people, Israel, to lay hands on the Levites to set them apart for priestly service. So in verse 10, it says, "Present the Levites before the Lord, and the Israelites shall lay their hands on the Levites." And then in verse 11, the last part of that verse says, "so that they may perform the service of the Lord." Here is my last Old Testament example, which is inaugurating a successor. Please turn to Numbers chapter 27, verses 18 through 20. Again, Numbers chapter 27, we're going to start with verse 18. It says, "The Lord said to Moses, 'Take Joshua, the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay your hand on him, and have him stand before Eleazar, the priest, and before the whole congregation, and give him a commission in their sight.'" Last verse, verse 20. "You shall put some of your authority and honor on him, so that all the congregation of the Israelites will obey him." Again, here is another example of an Old Testament saint being instructed to lay hands for the purposes of declaring a new successor. So in verse 18, it says, "The Lord said to Moses, 'Take Joshua, the son of Nun, a man whom is the Spirit, and lay your hand on him.'" Then in verse 20, it says again, "You shall put some of your authority and honor on him, so that all the congregation of the Israelites will obey him." So in an open ceremony, Moses set aside Joshua for the work of the Lord, and he imparted to Joshua some of his authority on him. Now let's examine some examples of laying on of hands under the New Testament. Christians may use the practice of laying on of hands for many situations, including praying for healing, ordinations, and ministering the gift of the Holy Spirit. First, let's examine laying hands on the sick. Any believer who has hands and believes in faith can lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. The person praying by laying their hands on the sick is allowing the anointing of Jesus in them to flow into the sick person. Let's go to Mark chapter 16. We're going to read verses 17 and 18. Jesus is speaking to us believers. Mark 16, verses 17 and 18 say, "These signs will accompany those who have believed. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will get well." Amen. Again, these are New Testament examples of using the prayer of laying on of hands. So Jesus is letting us know
that we can use this prayer method as well. It says in verse 17, verse part of it says, these signs will accompany those who have believed. So if you are an unbeliever, the signs are not going to follow. And I'm speaking to you Christians as well. I know that if you have not yet received Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, you don't believe in the scriptures. You don't believe in divine healing. So you definitely aren't going to get involved in praying for the sick by laying on of hands. But for those Christians who have called on the name of Jesus and have been saved, you have the authority, power, and dominion to use this type of prayer. If you believe, remember, you have to believe the word of God in order for the word to manifest, because you will not be operating in faith if you don't believe. Then in the last part of verse 18, it says, they, or the believers, will lay hands on the sick, and they, the sick people, will get well. Amen. We have several wonderful examples of Jesus laying hands on the sick. We are about to examine two examples that demonstrate how we too can take full advantage of this prayer tool as we go about our Heavenly Father's business. Let's go to Luke chapter 4, verse 40. Let's again go to Luke 4:40. It says, while the sun was setting, marking the end of the Sabbath day, all those who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to Jesus. And laying his hands on each one of them, he was healing them, exhibiting his authority as Messiah. All right, now, let me just highlight that last part of the verse, because this is Jesus using his hands to pray over individuals for healing. It says, laying his hands, or Jesus laying his hands on each one of them, he was healing them, exhibiting his authority as Messiah. All right, let's also go to Luke chapter 13, verses 11 through 13. Luke 13, starting with verse 11. And there was a woman who for 18 years had had an illness caused by a spirit demon. She was bent double and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said to her, woman, you are released from your illness. Verse 13, then he, Jesus, laid his hands on her, and immediately she stood erect again, and she began glorifying and praising God. Amen. All right, family, here is another awesome example of using this type of prayer tool to heal the sick. Now, keep in mind, let's go back to verse 11, that this individual had been ill for 18 years. It says 18 years had had an illness caused by a spirit, a demon. 18 years. Keep that in mind, family. Sometimes when we pray for one another, we think, well, this is not going to work because she's been dealing with this for the last 2 years, 10 years. This woman was dealing with that illness for 18 years. It's according to your faith. So we want to make sure that our faith is built up, that we understand the scriptures, so we can speak life to those who need healing. Verse 13, I want to read the whole scripture. It is very important that we understand how Jesus used this prayer tool for this woman to receive her healing. It says, then he, Jesus, laid his hands on her, and immediately she stood erect again, and she began glorifying and praising God. Now, just in case you are thinking that the only reason these individuals received their healing is because Jesus the Messiah was laying his hands on them, I want to share with you some examples of believers who dared to believe in the power of Jesus' work and followed his example. Let's go to Acts chapter 28. We're going to read verses 7 and 8. Acts 28,
verses 7 and 8. Paul lays hands on the sick. Verse 7 says, in the vicinity of that place, there were estates belonging to the leading man of the island, named Publius, who welcomed and entertained us hospitably for 3 days. And it happened that the father of Publius was sick in bed with recurring attacks of fever and dysentery. And Paul went to him, and after he had prayed, he laid his hands on him and healed him. Here is the important part. Paul laid his hands on this individual and he was healed. Amen. Family, it's on us. We have to desire the things that God did on this earth realm to operate freely in that vessel of clay. And it can, because if you have received Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, he has already imparted to you his authority, his power, and his dominion. So if we follow through, following the examples that are shared for us in the Bible, we can duplicate. We got the authority and dominion to do so. Family, whenever we pray according to God's holy word, we can rest assured that our God heard us and that his promise will manifest in our life. Here are some scriptures that we can stand on as we recover. Let's go to Matthew chapter 24, verse 35. Matthew 24, 35 says, heaven and earth as now known will pass away, but my words will not pass away. We can count on the word of God because he says that heaven and earth would pass away before his words will pass away. That's how important God's word means to him and to us believers. We can trust in the word of God. So if he says to go forth and pray in the mighty name of Jesus, laying hands on the sick, that they will recover, then that's what we should do and expect to receive. Amen. Let's continue with 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, for as many as are the promises of God in Christ, they are all answered. Yes. So through him, Jesus, we say are, amen, to the glory of God. Oh, family, this should convince each and every one a believer that we can trust in the word of God, because it says again, for as many as are the promises of God in Christ, they are all answered yes. If you are a believer and you are using the word of God to effect a positive in this earth realm, then the answer is yes. You don't have to doubt it. You can trust in the word of God. I want to move on to a second way we can use the prayer of laying on of hands, and that is to minister to others the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let's go to Acts chapter 8. We're going to read verses 17 through 20. Peter and John are in Samaria. Again, Acts 8, verses 17 through 20. They read, then Peter and John laid their hands on them one by one, and they received the Holy Spirit. Now, when Simon saw that the Holy Spirit was given through the laying on of the apostles' hands, he offered them money, saying, give me this authority and power too, so that anyone on whom I lay my hands on may receive the Holy Spirit. Verse 20, but Peter said to him, may your money be destroyed along with you, because you thought you could buy the free gift of God with money. Family, this is so very important. We don't want to play with the word of God. We don't want to play with the power of using prayer to assist others. We are not doing this for profit. Even those ministers that minister on a daily basis to the congregations all over the world, yes, we have material needs in the church, but we are not selling people's healings, selling the gift of the Holy Spirit. No. When you give of your hard-earned money to the church, it is to support the ministry work that's going to go forth. You cannot buy the gifts and talents or the ministering gifts of the Holy Spirit to do your own thing. That would be obscene before the eyes of God. So here's a man who said he wanted to do what Peter and John were doing, but he wanted to purchase it so that he could make a profit from it. And you heard the response. But I want to read verse 17 one more time, because this is a reminder of how important following through with the instructions that God has given us with regards to each type of prayer, when to use it, and how to use it. It says in verse 17, "Then Peter and John laid their hands on them one by one, and they received the Holy Spirit." Amen. Let's also go to Acts chapter 19. We're going to read verses 6 and 7. Paul is in Ephesus. Acts 19, two verses, 6 and 7. They say, "And when Paul laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they began speaking in unknown tongues, languages, and prophesying." Verse 7, "There were about 12 men in all." Again, we're talking about using the prayer of laying on of hands to receive healing, to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So here Paul is using to minister the Holy Spirit to others. I want to reread verse 6, and then we're going to continue on. "And when Paul laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they began speaking in unknown tongues, languages, and prophesying." They received the gift of the Holy Spirit, and as evidence of a spiritual experience, those individuals that received that gift spoke in their heavenly language and also prophesied. This is how you know that you have been filled with the Holy Spirit, because your heavenly language is going to bubble up and come forth. And in addition to that, you may even prophesy. Praise the Lord. Christians, in our own church homes, you have more than likely seen your pastor ordaining deacons using the prayer of laying on of hands. At this time, I want to read two biblical examples of such prayers. Let's start with Acts chapter 6. We're going to read verses 3 through 6. Here's another way that laying on of hands can be used, and that's to ordain the deacons. Again, Acts 6, 3, 6 says, "Therefore, brothers, choose from among you 7 men with good reputation, men of godly character and moral integrity, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we may put in charge of this task. But we will continue to devote ourselves steadfastly to prayer and to the ministry of the word." The suggestion pleased the whole congregation, and they selected Stephen, a man full of faith in Christ Jesus and filled with and led by the Holy Spirit, Philip, Procorius, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenius, and Nicholas, a proselyte Gentile convert from Antioch. Verse 6. "They brought these men before the apostles, and after praying, they, apostles, laid their hands on them to dedicate and commission them for this service." Family, as ministers of the gospel, it is very important for us to lay hands on those who are going to be in leadership, to set them apart, pass that anointing that is in you onto those individuals, and let the congregation see that these individuals have been selected to serve the Lord, so that they know these are individuals, men and women of God, who have been chosen to represent your local congregation. I want to go back to verse number 3, because I want to highlight just the last portion of that verse, it says, whom we may put in charge of this task. You are setting him aside to do an assignment in the church. Then verse 6, I want to read that whole verse one more time. It says, they brought these men before the apostles, and after praying, they, apostles, laid their hands on them to dedicate and commission them for this service. Amen. Let's now read how we can stir up the gift that God has placed in someone's life by laying on of hands. Please turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. That this is why I remind you, to fan into flame the gracious gift of God, that inner fire, the special endowment, which is in you through the laying on of hands with those of the elders at your ordination. Oh, family, I'm looking at my time and my time is up. Please come back next week as we continue with our teaching, The Prayers That Reach the Throne of God.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net. and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.